always are looking for places where you can get the dogs out and about, a bit of exercise, and they just love getting away from the home. There's one spot that's been identified as a future off-leash dog park in the Maitland area. It will be at Raworth, and to talk to us about that from Maitland City Council is Philip Penfold. Good morning, Philip. I guess, how long will we be waiting before the park is available for residents?
Good morning, Mark. An enclosed dog park is proposed in the late 2018. So it's in the draft council operational plan that the council will be in a position to adopt. I would expect in early June. I expect my colleagues to support that, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for dog lovers of Maitland.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, we say 2018, but that's not all that far away now. It is going to be in Raworth, I believe, on Morpeth Road, in the old Brickworks Quarry area, where there already is a playground. What was the decision by making that the site that was chosen?
Mate, it's an existing off-leash dog area. Maitland has a number, probably half a dozen off-leash dog areas. Most recently, in the past year, the council has been able to provide a significant playground, something that's larger than most playgrounds, in what has been for many decades an underutilised area, completely unused, a former quarry. But it's a nice parcel of green land that is basically, you know, it's central. It's in the middle of Maitland. It's underutilised. It's not taking it away from anybody else. And it's also, you know, an existing off-leash dog area. So, you know, putting a fence around that, and I would hope over time, as funding becomes available, making it all that it can be. It's rare in this region, and but I think very important going forward for the community.
Oh, for sure. It is a lovely area, and I guess, as you said, as funding and time goes on, you know, who knows what will end up in that spot as well. How has the proposed park been met by residents? Are they happy that this is going to be happening, or has there been any opposition that's come across your desk?
No, not aware of opposition. I mean, some people, perhaps a minority, a small minority, don't perhaps see the value in it. The allocation proposed is $25,000. I would think for the right amount of money, we could make this all that it could be. But, yeah, look, overwhelmingly popular. It's important for people. People are choosing to have smaller lots to live in, and it's important that we provide, therefore, in those spaces, appropriate space for dogs to be able to run free and to get out and about. So as we live in smaller lots, we need to make sure that spaces like these are provided, and something in central in the centre of the Maitland LGA would be of great value to the people of Maitland, and I'm looking forward to it and then building upon that over time.
Yeah, more parkland and recreation areas, definitely the way to go. And for those who may be against it, think of it this way. If the dogs are at the park, they're not walking past your front lawn and leaving their deposits, so you have to clean up if the owner doesn't do it for you.
Absolutely. It's a great site over there at Raworth. The new playground's very well received, and I think we can build upon that entire space as being a great recreation space, improved parking. We need to bring in shade, potentially toilet facilities there over time. And, you know, you've got the space for the dogs, the space for the kids, there's little riding trails. So a lot's being done in Maitland. The council is really making sure that it's keeping up over time with the growth, and it's been quite a growth that's come about in Maitland. And it's another important asset to provide, and the city is booming, and we're getting on with the job.
That is all wonderful news to hear. Thank you so much for your time with us, Maitland Councillor Philip Penfold. That off-leash dog area coming to Raworth near Maitland in 2018 is the call. It is now 25 past 11 at 2NUR FM.